This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Two Montana organizations have sued the Republican Montana Secretary of State, Republican Montana Attorney General, and the state's Commissioner of Political Practices, seeking to block the enforcement of a law passed and signed this past legislative session that puts unnecessary and unlawful burdens on Montanans' voting rights. The lawsuit says that House Bill 892, passed by the Republican supermajority Montana legislature and signed into law by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte, is overly vague and broad and violates people's right to vote in violation of the First and 14th Amendments of the U.S. Constitution. Montana law already stated that no person may vote more than once at an election, but House Bill 892 changed statute to add a series of restrictive qualifications to that language. New language inserted into the law says that a voter must not purposefully remain registered elsewhere, and says that a voter previously registered to vote in another county or state must provide that previous registration on a new Montana voter registration application. The Montana Federation of Public Employees, Montana's largest union, is one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit. MFPE President Amanda Curtis said, "This unnecessary law would imprison young teachers moving apartments or state troopers changing detachments for failing to follow a voter deregistration process that doesn't even exist. It's ridiculous." The amended law puts in place penalties of up to 18 months in prison and fines up to $5,000 for anyone who violates it. Plaintiffs say that the unclear standards violate due process rights under the federal Constitution, violate the First Amendment because the new law goes beyond its original scope, and chills the right to vote through the imposition of onerous criminal penalties. The Montana Public Interest Research Group, or MONPIRG, another plaintiff in the suit, argues the bill will harm that organization because one of its missions is to register young Montanans to vote. The new law subjects anyone who helps someone else to register to vote to criminal penalties. The lawsuit notes several times during the legislative session when lawmakers themselves and others questioned the criminal penalties in the bill and called the bill too vague or broad for interpretation. The lawsuit states, "In sum, the scope of criminal liability is uncertain based on the plain text of the statute, and the stake for honest mistakes are high. The penalty for noncompliance is up to 18 months in prison. The state has not provided, and indeed cannot provide, any clarification to salvage House Bill 892's fatal vagueness." The group and attorneys are asking a judge to find that the newly amended sections of law under HB 892 violate the U.S. Constitution and to bar them from enforcing the law. Republican-led states around the nation that passed discriminatory laws against LGBTQ plus people are experiencing losses in professionals and critical workers. One example is from Louisiana, where Dr. Jake Kleinman was a pediatric cardiologist. Kleinman earned his medical degree from Tulane University in New Orleans, Louisiana. He had left the state to complete his medical fellowship, and in 2018, he and his husband returned to Louisiana because Kleinman believed that the children there deserved quality health care. There was only one other heart transplant surgeon there at the time, so most Louisiana children had to go to different states for heart transplants. Dr. Kleinman became director of the Pediatric Heart Transplant Program. But now, because Louisiana's Republican-majority state legislature has passed a series of anti-LGBTQ plus bills, Dr. Kleinman, his husband, and their daughter have left the state. Similar exoduses have taken place in Montana, Idaho, and other southern states, the effect of discriminatory laws against transgender or LGBTQ plus citizens, even as lawsuits against discriminatory laws work their way through the courts. The Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport and Southwest Airlines will offer new seasonal flights to Nashville starting next June, and there will also be expanding daily service to Chicago and Dallas from Bozeman. The Bozeman-Yellowstone International Airport also has a brand new $23 million baggage handling system for faster and more efficient baggage handling for the state's busiest airport. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.